Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Go from a fan of the show to star of the show. Send us your opinions now, and they could be discussed live on today's show. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show.
Good morning, Canada. It's me, the champ. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show. Hi, Darren. You're giggling already. Are you ready to have fun?
I am.
Over the next couple of hours, we're going to do our best to entertain you, inform you, distract you on episode 206 of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show, The Rod Peterson Show, coming to you from the bunker. And boy, we got a lot to get to today. Sizzling. People watching on Facebook Live already commenting in with their thoughts. I got a doozy of a poll question, which, quite frankly, I'm shocked that we have not had yet.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get to that in a second. Some big name hockey guests today. Those include Pittsburgh Penguins assistant coach Mark Recchi, 5-time Stanley Cup champion. Mark Recchi is going to be joining us from Pittsburgh. Ken Reed of Rogers Sportsnet, author of many books, friend of the program. Ken Reed's going to join us from Toronto. And really, one of the biggest names in hockey, I'm going to tell you, over the past couple of weeks, Connor Bedard. It doesn't roll off the tongue. It's going to have to for Phil Andrews, the voice of the Regina Pats, very soon. Connor Bedard will be joining us, the player with exceptional player status, the first in Western Canadian history, following potentially in the skate steps of Connor McDavid and John Tavares. They're all coming up on the program today. How are you?
I'm great. Yeah, I'm good. I'm excited. It's going to be a good show.
It is cold as hell out there.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
I know. At least it's sunny and there's a little snow on the ground. I was commenting as we left yesterday, it was starting to get cold. I'm like, it's the worst when there's no snow, so it's not pretty, and it's not sunny, and it's cold, and it looks bad, and it's just miserable.
Yep.
At least it's sunny today, but yeah, I thought we were done.
Of bad weather?
With the cold.
For our American friends, we're going to be using Celsius terms here. Minus 26 with the wind chill today. I have to think that's got to be close to a record. Can somebody check on that? We got so many people around here, researchers. That's got to be a record.
Close.
It is damn cold. But anyways, we're heating it up in here, and we're here to have fun with you. I mentioned that poll question. I'm going to save that to the end. The Elite Eight show topics today, quite frankly, I think are just going to be fantastic. One, how would things change in a 9-game CFL schedule? Hold on. That's where we're going to start. Point two, could you envision a quarterback controversy with the Saskatchewan Roughriders this year? Cody Fajardo and James Franklin? I could see it.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Point three, which led to our poll question today. Should the Canadian Football League merge with the XFL? You can vote now. You don't got to wait till we get into the discussion. For Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center, should the CFL merge with the XFL? Let me just say this. In 2001, I suggested that. Face the firing squad. And that was before the time of Facebook and Twitter and all the rest. I just got eviscerated for it. Well, CFL wasn't in great shape then. I'm not sure what kind of shape they're in now. Amid the pandemic, maybe now's the time. So we'll investigate that on the program today. Point four, with the Memorial Cup being canceled, did it save the Kelowna Rockets the embarrassment of maybe being the worst host team ever? You're hearing that from some hockey people. We can maybe ask Mark Recchi about that because yes, of his Kamloops Blazers ties.
Yes.
Point five, what are the expectations of Connor Bedard? What are the expectations? Before we get the kid on the air, who some think is going to be the savior of the Regina Pats franchise, what are your what are yours? What are mine? What are the hockey fans' expectations of Connor Bedard? Point six, Wes Welker was on WEEI radio in Boston, which must be the greatest sports talk station in the world because they get all the big scoops and all the salacious things are said on WEEI Boston. Wes Welker said that Bill Belichick treats every player the same in the locker room, and that included Tom Brady, and that he would talk down Tom Brady in front of the rest of the locker room, and it would make Tom mad, but Tom's the kind of guy that he would just put up with it, but eventually he got tired of it. Point being, is it fair to treat every player the same way vis-a-vis every employee? Frankly, I think we could spend 2 hours on that. Maybe we'll go long today. Point seven, what players are you following on social media? Because I was walking around particularly at this time in the pandemic, what players are you following on social media? Because I was walking around showing the guys in the bunker Jeff Shatler's very colorful TikTok videos. Jeff Shatler, who's sat in that chair in the days gone by from the Saskatchewan Rush, dancing hip-hop with his wife, dance moves. There's one where he's wearing her dress. Not judging. Very entertaining. So there's that. And then Jerron Carter came out today on Twitter and said, listen, y'all are worried about your jobs and looking over your back and not knowing if you have a job on a day-to-day basis. Guess what? That's the life of a football player. Always has been. And that's from Duran. And, of course, just the, you know, predictable ensuing onslaught of hate at Duran for pointing out what's actually the truth that nobody wants to hear or acknowledge. And point eight, is it fair to expect players to leave their families if this bubble city, quarantine city idea does come to fruition? Because although we as fans would love it, some even would want to leave for 3 months and finish out a hockey season. But is it fair to those that don't want to leave their families and say, I shouldn't have to do this to go to work? Now, I know a lot of guys in the military, we moved our helmet over here. These guys go for 6 months and women at a time and don't bitch and say a word. How bad do you want the job?
A lot of CFL players do that too. They come up here for 8-9 months, right?
Yeah.
Leave their families down in the States. So it's not unprecedented.
I'm actually glad to hear you bring up the CFL players, by the way. Morning, Paul. Good to see you.
Good morning.
Paul, I didn't get the memo. I should have been wearing a ball cap today and grown facial hair. Everybody around here looks the same but us.
Yeah.
Everybody looks the same.
Hi, Paul. Good to see you. He's gone. Paul came to deliver coffee.
It's the only way to tell the talent apart.
Everybody looks the same. It's a brigade. They all look like Al Borland from Tim's Tool Time. What? It's a compliment. Thought you were leaving. Clark says, I'll take it. Remember Al Borland?
Yeah, I do.
Where was I? Oh, I posted an article
Rod
to
Peterson,
my...
Tool Time.
Posted a column to our website, rodpeterson.com, this morning about how the pandemic is affecting pro hockey players and minor pro hockey players. And frankly, those guys don't make a lot of money at the best of times. The article went on to say, interviewed some guys from the East Coast Hockey League, I think Southern Pro Hockey League, and the American Hockey League, and they said, listen, it's one thing to pick up a laboring job in the summertime. We all know those guys. Maybe you work on a farm in the summertime as a pro hockey player or construction or something. Well, now they canceled the season. They're not getting their playoff bonuses. They're not kids, i.e. getting taken care of by their parents for the university and junior players. These are pros.
Yeah.
And this might end their career. Because of that, maybe it's time to just give up the dream and get into real life. And that would be very sad. So you brought up the CFL players doing that. This is going to end some careers. There's going to be some players that just can't wait this out.
Can't wait it out. Need that structure of the team and everything else in order to, you know, stay sharp, right? You know, guys that are going to be home. What are we talking about in our pre-show? I mean, 12 hours of Call of Duty. Is that what it was? You know, in a day. But there's going to be guys who are going to do that and kind of forget about, or just not put in the time just because you're dealing with family stuff, you're dealing with whatever, and then all of a sudden you don't have a job to come back to, right? So it's gonna hurt some players for sure.
So we enjoy the audience participation from our viewers. So through those Elite Eight show topics, Blake Brown is watching from Kindersley. He says, you're getting millions. If that's what it takes, that's what it takes. You got to leave your family for 3 months to go play a sport. You got to do it. I would tend to go with that line of thinking. I would. And to be honest, this was a debate that was on ESPN this morning. They said, listen, you have the choice of not going if you don't want to, but you're going to have to stay home and not get paid. That's the way that it is. And because I've spend more and more time around the military and I see these guys and gals leaving on 6 month tours of duty or deployments, I guess, be the way that the term that they use. And they don't think anything of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I heard a lieutenant colonel speaking at one event that I was at saying he missed his entire kid's entire season of this amateur sport. They're not getting millions, by the way. They're going to protect us.
They've signed up for that, and they've signed up to have lives, not normal lives, right?
Right. So maybe that could have been a good poll question, but I kind of like the XFL-CFL merger thing. So to go back to the start here, and this is the rollout, by the way, for Flooring Superstore, and I have already announced the Rod Peterson Show stimulus package, and that is getting flooring for the entire second floor of our home from Flooring Superstore from the Dickens, because we love them like the Dickens over there at Flooring Superstore. So when I say how would things change in a 9-game CFL regular season, we're spitballing here. I hate playing the what-if game, but in the terms of sports talk radio, they do it all the time in sports talk. So I look, think about this for a second. Say they cut the season to 9 games.
Okay.
So kicking off at Labor Day, what it would actually be like would be like the first 9 games of your 18-game schedule.
Yeah.
Last year in the CFL, this is how it would have changed. In the Eastern Division, nothing would have changed because the Hamilton Tiger Cats posted a wire-to-wire run.
Right.
On their way to winning, was it 15 games, I believe, franchise record. They would have hosted the Eastern Final. Nothing would change there. Montreal would have finished second because they were middling around the first half of the season, and Toronto and Ottawa were out of it. Yeah. In the West, no, I didn't go back and crunch all the numbers. This is what I remember, but I believe this to be true. And our viewers and listeners in Winnipeg, correct me if I'm wrong, or any of these other CFL centers, but Winnipeg would have hosted the West Final because they were in first place.
Yeah.
Long past Labor Day, if you recall.
Yeah.
So I'm talking about the first 9.
Yep.
This would be comparable, right?
They came out of the gates hot, right?
Right.
Riders did not.
No, they didn't.
They did not come out of the gate very hot, but they got things rolling to be a playoff team. Edmonton was pretty good early.
Yes, they were.
They were good. BC wasn't.
They certainly wouldn't have been crossing over by the end. I mean, if you just go back and say, how would things have changed in a 9-game CFL for this year? Based on last year, BC would have been out of it. And that didn't change. They missed the playoffs as it was. Winnipeg would have been first. Edmonton would have been second and hosted the Western semifinal. Riders would have been third. Calgary would have been fourth.
Yeah, would have been a battle with Calgary, Saskatchewan for that final playoff spot.
Whew. So things change.
Yes. It becomes a lot more unpredictable, too. And every game means so much more. Wow. And it goes back to Rob Vanstone's point yesterday about the teams with the continuity that can come out of the gate the fastest. You look at Saskatchewan with, you know, the quarterbacking stuff that happened early and new coaching staff, things like that. It took them some time to get going. But once they did, man, were they good. And hopefully they can have that continuity early. But you think about those teams, BC might have some trouble, Ottawa, who we talked about yesterday. That's very, very interesting.
Isn't it?
It is.
So when I went to bed last night, I try not to think about the next day's show or I'll be up for hours. I'll never get to sleep. But last night I thought, oh, this would be a cool thing to talk about. I want to check in with some of our friends that are watching today because we do love the interactive nature of the Rod Peterson Show. Todd Holt is watching, whom I believe is still the Swift Current Broncos all-time leading scorer and former San Jose Shark. Good morning, Holtie. He writes in, good morning, Rod, listening out here in Cochrane. Appreciate it, my friend. Mike Lee, the oil man from Mydale, writes in. He says, good morning. I have a very nice view from my den. Pristine white snow, very sunny. Bet you'd rather be in Honolulu, Mike. But he's taking the positive road. That's Mike.
Yep.
I'll skip over the quarterback controversy thing in Saskatchewan. That was my point, too. Could you envision a quarterback controversy? I think that anybody could. There's two great quarterbacks. And if at some time they falter, of course, in a compressed season, you would think the starter would get more of a leash.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you?
You would think so.
So I this is what got people talking the most is our poll question. Should the CFL merge with the XFL? Look, I should have had people write in with their reasons why or why not. Because right now on Twitter, it is an avalanche of no. 90% say no, the CFL should not merge with the XFL. 5% say yes, 5% say not sure. And there's been hundreds of votes cast already. Listen, hear me out. The CFL has been hand-to-mouth for as long as we can remember. And you're seeing reports now. Three Down Nation specifically had a comment from John Bowman that this could finish off the CFL. One season missed could finish him off entirely. I don't know the numbers. I don't want to talk like that because I'm not in charge of business of the Canadian Football League. But if it's that dire, and you're looking at the XFL that, although they didn't complete their 2020 season, they completed 5 of 8 weeks, and they're already said they're coming back next year. You got 8 teams down there. You got 8 teams up here. You've got the financial stability of Vince McMahon and the WWE. Although it is operating from a separate company from the WWE, you still got pretty much unlimited resources. You have, let me say it again, stability. which the CFL does not have at the moment. And you've got television contracts with ESPN, NFL, Fox Sports, ESPN, NBC, Fox Sports One. Why wouldn't you want to do it? I think the only reason you wouldn't want to merge the CFL with the XFL is simply ego. And there's been many books written along the theme of ego is your enemy.
Yeah.
Ego has brought down many a good man.
It's true.
I think it needs to be investigated.
Well, and I commented, and when I retweeted it, I said, not yet. It's not time yet. But if there's a situation where the league's considering folding or you're at that spot, absolutely. You do what you can to stay alive. I think people are when you get 98% of people saying no or 95% or whatever it is, it's people don't want to lose the history and they don't want to lose the tradition of the Canadian Football League.
Why? Who it says you would have to?
Well, and that's, I think, how they're taking it is maybe, well, we got to become the XFL now. They should maybe come to us. Well, it's not what it's about. It's about bringing them together and coming up with a solution. What rules you play, all that kind of stuff, expanding, having that, you know, U.S. footprint, which is, you know, a nice one right now with the XFL, what they're doing in St. Louis, what they're doing in Seattle and a couple of the other markets. It would absolutely be worth exploring if it came to that, for sure. All options should be on the table. But I think that's the biggest fear, is losing that tradition of the Grey Cup and the CFL. You definitely don't want to do that.
How is it any different than 93, 94, 95 and the U.S. expansion experiment of the CFL back then?
You know,
we still had a Grey Cup. We still played Canadian rules. We had a North and a South division. Not much has to change.
Would Vince be on board with that? Would he be on board with?
I don't know why he wouldn't be.
Okay, we'll play Canadian rules. We'll join the CFL, or would he say, no, no, no? The XFL is the new brand in town. It's the hot ticket. You come to us, and we'll call it the XFL, and we play for our championship trophy. That would be interesting to see how that would the negotiations would come down.
Again, we don't know where the CFL sits amid the coronavirus, but it doesn't look good, and. If I had a vote, it would be yes. I was saying it way back in 2001. I'm as big a CFL fan as anybody. Believe me, everything that I have, I pretty much owe to the Canadian Football League. But I also think it's worth exploring, not a flat-out no, if it benefits the long-term survival of the Canadian Football League. Because if you haven't noticed, they got a few problems right now. I'm going to read some of the comments from Trent, checking in from Norway today. Good day, Trent. Norway calling. How are your hands holding up from the hand washing? Are they red like the nose of Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer? Or are they okay? Let the CFL and XFL stay on their own. Make sure the Atlantic Schooners get into the CFL once all gets back to normal. Stay safe, everyone. That's Trent's take on the thing. Can you put the comment up on from Pat in Winnipeg, if you don't mind? She's one of our biggest fans in Winnipeg. Wayne... Oh, now they're coming in so fast, I can't catch up to all of them here. From J.R. Rowley, Vince is a frigging crook in my mind. Look at his record in business. I know it's pretty good, isn't it?
I thought so.
I think he's done very well.
He's doing okay.
Pat in Winnipeg writes in, she says, good morning from snowy Winnipeg. As sad as it is to see 2 inches of snow in my yard, your poll question made my head explode. We are Canadian through and through, and my answer to your poll question is a resounding no, egos notwithstanding. You all have to understand, you know, put the gun down. This is just a suggestion here. But back in the 90s, Pat, I think you're around to remember the U.S. teams. They were drawing very well. The Baltimore Stallions were the second highest drawing team behind the Edmonton Eskimos in the entire Canadian Football League.
Wow.
So let's just talk about it a little bit here before heads start exploding. It's still the Canadian Football League. It's still Canadian rules. It's still the Grey Cup. Nothing changes other than bringing in their 8 teams. Now, I haven't talked to Vince McMahon about it. And by the way, they're not in trouble. They're fine. But you know, most business people are bigger, greater. Let's expand. Let's be all over the continent. Would work for both sides.
I like it. Almost like you had the, what was it, way back when the NFC, AFC, in or AFL, NFL merged in the United States.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was awesome. Turned into the NFL that we know and love today. I mean, it could turn into the CFL being the mega giant. I think if Randy Ambrosi is really serious about global expansion and the CFL 2.0, I mean, this blows that out of the water. This becomes now CFL 3.0. You start there, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's easier to grow in Mexico and Japan and Sweden and Norway and all over the world. Imagine that brand.
I think y'all should think about it a little more before heads are exploding and accusing me of being sick.
But we're coming at this from a point where it's still the CFL. It's still the traditions of the CFL.
Sure, nothing changes.
It's like U.S. expansion 2.0.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it behind that.
Mark Recchi coming up today. Ken Reed and Connor Bedard. This has been the rollout for Flooring Superstore, and we will explore these themes throughout the next 2 hours. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live, coming this spring to Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hi, neighbor. Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup, and delivery at no extra charge. And we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Direct West provides us with stats and analytics, and it's amazing for us to look and see that, you know, each year we're 10 to 20% higher on our Google leads. It's great to see the success that our locations are having. The Direct West app gives us an opportunity to be in one place for people to find any of our locations or our commodities. Without Direct West, we would have to be in multiple digital places. I would recommend Direct West. They're great to work with.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rob.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Just ahead of Mark Recchi of the Pittsburgh Penguins, a sports update. The New England Patriots have released quarterback Cody Kessler, their latest roster move at the position following the departure of Tom Brady in free agency. Kessler spent time in New England's practice squad last season. He was inactive for 11 regular season games as the third string quarterback behind Tom and Jarrett Stidham. The Patriots agreed to a one-year deal with former Brady backup Brian Hoyer earlier this month. Elsewhere, Brian Little could play for the Winnipeg Jets when the NHL season resumes from the pause due to concerns surrounding the coronavirus. Coach Paul Maurice said Wednesday the forward has not played since being hit in the side of the head by a shot from Jets forward Nikolaj Ehlers against the Devils on November 5th. He sustained a concussion and punctured eardrum and needed more than 20 stitches, but he returned to practice in a non-contact jersey January 13th. And UFC lightweight champion Khabib Nurmagomedov says he won't leave quarantine in Russia to fight, dealing another blow to UFC president Dana White's determination to hold UFC 249 on April 18th amid the pandemic. Nurmagomedov made his announcement Wednesday on Instagram, telling the mixed martial arts world to take care of yourself and put yourself in my shoes. That is your Thursday morning sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Regina's newest entertainment destination. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull has launched a new Peach Edition, which is exclusively available at 7-Eleven, Loblaws, Superstore, and No Frills. The boys tell me we're going out on the phone today. Is that the case, Clark?
Not quite.
Oh, not quite.
He's on
phone, on video, trying to get him connected. Well, while we wait for Mark Recchi, because I was told that he was ready to go, 1,652 NHL games, Darren, 1,533 points.
Incredible. He had an incredible career. And I know, you know, as a guy in his early 30s, I got the tail end of it, right?
Yep.
So I didn't see the time in Montreal and the Stanley Cups there and you know, everything he's done, but... You know, what a great career, and one of those players that you just will remember for a long, long time. That name.
Oh, yeah. Boston Bruins, Tampa Bay Lightning, Atlanta Thrashers, Pittsburgh Penguins, Carolina Hurricanes, Philadelphia Flyers, Montreal Canadiens. Shoot, played 189 playoff games. That's an extra two-plus seasons right there.
Mm-hmm.
And currently is an owner of the Kamloops Blazers as well. And you know what? Can you just give me a big whoop or throw something at me when we're ready with Mark Recchi? My show topic number four, as we await him, was did the Memorial Cup being canceled save the Kelowna Rockets the embarrassment of the host team? That's a tough one to say as a guy that lives out here in the East Division, almost as far away as you could get from Kelowna. But I will say this, when they came through Regina and played, they didn't look very good. I just don't think the Kelowna Rockets are breathing a sigh of relief that the Memorial Cup's not going to be played.
I don't think anybody's breathing a sigh of relief. I don't. I'm with you on that. I mean, if you're in the dance, you've got a chance, right? I mean, you've got an opportunity to win, and Kelowna did. I mean, they got enough high-end talent in the top six that they could piece something together and take a run at it with the extra commercial breaks and whatnot. But, yeah, it's interesting. It's so interesting with the season being cut short, because now what do? Is we talk about what could have been and what would have been and who this benefits and who it doesn't. And, you know, Kelowna could, you know, control the narrative of, you know what, we were built for not for the season, but for the Memorial Cup. We had, you know, six guys who were in the top six because of the timeouts, and they're going to be fresher, and we've got a couple of really good defensemen, and goaltending's okay. We were built for this. We knew we weren't going to be very good in the regular season, but we were going to be good in this. Just wait, just wait. We'll never get to see. So can control a little bit of that narrative. But, yeah, it's it is, in a way, get-out-of-jail-free card for them, for sure.
It is. Cody Sowers watching. He's a scout. He's been in here, right? He's a scout for the Stars. Was I not mistaken? Or am I mistaken on that? He says, I agree, it's anyone's game when it comes to championships and playoffs. So Kelowna would have had a shot. The reason I brought that point up was I've seen people throwing it out there on social media, and I can't remember if it was a fan, if it was a media person or what, but that, oh, Kelowna must be relieved. The Memorial Cup's canceled, so they're not going to embarrass themselves. I just think that is loser thinking, quite frankly, and I don't think that there's any way the Kelowna Rockets would feel that way. Yeah. And then furthermore, with the season being canceled, we all know that it sucks. I'm talking about the junior hockey season. I'm not talking about the NHL, the NBA, the Olympics, or any other league, NLL. It sucks for everybody. I mean, when they say, oh, what about those contending teams that gave away their future in exchange for this? Or the overage players whose career ends? Is that a rhetorical question? Or am I too harsh?
No.
Because it sucks for them.
Big time.
But are you losing trillions of dollars? Is somebody dying? I still haven't been able to reconcile that in my own head and heart, where we're at as a society right now. Because sports just seems like such child's play compared to everything else.
It does. But I often, you know, say we always want to compare ourselves to the most extreme circumstance. And if you compare yourself...
Well, I do, but I don't think everybody does that.
Right. But if we always compare ourselves to the most extreme circumstance, we'll always fall short. Always. Right? And you can never be upset then. And then you never allow yourself to feel anything. And it's okay to feel upset. But if we always compare ourselves to, like, the sacrifices we make in our lives can be very... very big sacrifices, right? The things that we're losing could be crazy, but if we try and compare ourselves to the military who are putting their lives on the line every day, we'll always come up short, right? But it doesn't mean that things that I'm used to or things that I deal with on a daily basis are gone, and it doesn't suck. It's okay that it sucks for me, but there is always that other way to look at it, for sure.
I know. Sometimes I wonder if I'm even the right guy to be sitting in this chair, because
you've gone through hell lately, and so it's easy for you to see the positives, but other people, this might be the worst thing they've ever gone through, so of course they're going to feel that shock to the system, right? But then when they understand that it's not as bad, when worse things happen, they'll start to see, okay, that wasn't as bad as it probably could have been.
We'll pick this up, okay?
Sure.
But we're going out on the phone line right now. We got Mark Recchi with us, Pittsburgh Penguins assistant coach. Mark, welcome to the Rod Peterson Show. Thanks for the time today.
No problem. My pleasure.
Appreciate having you on. And Mark, let me ask you, what is life like for you at the moment? It's been a few weeks now of being shut down. How are things with you, your family, and the people of your area?
I'm actually kind of embracing this, and you know, I'm making the best of it with my, you know, family and kids and doing all that stuff, and taking long walks and working out a little bit, and so it, you know, it hasn't been too bad. It's starting to get a little bit stir crazy now, but you know, obviously we've got to stay inside and do our thing here. And but you know, family's good, and just trying to keep busy.
You know, an interesting question I'd have for you is, because we know a lot of NHL players that are, if anything, finding their time long, they're bored and trying to stay in shape. But I got to ask you, Mark, as a coach now, what about the mental aspect of it for your guys? Are they being helped by somebody? Are you involved in that? Because you know how serious of a situation that could be if it's not handled correctly.
Yeah, there's no question. Yeah, we have our we have a lot of dialogue going out to our players quite a bit. These are strength conditioners. We have a couple of guys who work on the mental side as well, and are trying to keep them focused. We're actually starting meetings with them tomorrow. We're going to kind of have a meeting once a week with the players to get, keep them engaged and keep them part of, you know, their thought process. And, you know, if there is an opportunity we get to play, then hopefully, you know, we've done our stuff, we've done our work, and we're able to, jump on board and just get, you know, be prepared mentally as much as physically.
Of all your years with the Penguins, both player and coach, where would you rate this year's team? I mean, you're always in the middle of it, but, you know, let's just assume you're getting back playing. Where do you guys rate on the contender scale in your mind?
Well, I think we're a real good contender. We the way we played all year as a team, we had a little bit of a, you know, hit a little bit of a bump in the road near the last, before we had this unfortunate pandemic. But, you know, we were starting to trend back up the other way, and we had, you know, we had 12 games, and I think we were going to go in the right direction. And you know, I think we're, you know, obviously when you have Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin and, you know, the goaltending we have and the defensemen we have, and obviously we go for it, and, you know, we added Zucker, and, you know, there's an opportunity to get Gensel back now. So there's a lot of good positive things right now.
Hey, Mark, it's Darren Dupont here. We heard Sid, you know, talk about he would be open to playing some regular season games, you know, and not just jumping right back into the playoffs. What would you guys need to be ready? What would it look like coming back? Because this is something that's kind of unprecedented.
Yeah, you know what? It's like I said, that's why we're doing some stuff mentally and, you know, to try and keep the players engaged. And, you know, we'll engage them in conversations, and, you know, whether it's, even if it's once a week, at least to keep in their mind, you know, getting their mind back on the game. And, you know, I think the team that's done the most work away from the, you know, away from this and stays prepared as much as they can. If we do get the opportunity to go back, and the team that does it, I think is going to have a big advantage.
Mark, I got to ask you a couple questions outside of the current team. Number one, we had producer Clark asked you if you were still involved in the Kamloops Blazers ownership team, and you are. Your thoughts on the WHL and where it sits right now, and the fact that the Blazers got a pretty darn good hockey team. It'd be nice to see this season. Well, I guess it's been officially canceled now for them, unfortunately. But how that sits with you as an owner of the Blazers?
Well, it's too bad that, you know, I mean, you know, it's just heartbreaking for, you know, our team there, the 20-year-olds especially. You know, this is not how they want to end their WHL career, and hopefully they move on to better and bigger things and pro and all that. But, you know, it's really heartbreaking. I know the players and the coaching staff and management there were really, really excited about, you know, playoffs moving forward and getting ready. And, you know, we see it, you know, we'd won the BC division. So, you know, they had something to be proud of and build upon. You know, we were getting our goaltender back right at the end there, and he played a couple games right before this all happened. And you know, so there was a lot of, you know, there was a lot of disappointment. We had a call with the players, whatever, a week, 10 days ago, Shane Doan, myself, and Tom Gilardi. We got on a call with the players, all the players, and just, you know, thanked them. And, you know, this is obviously not a great way to end, but, you know, thanking them for their year.
You know, it's the funny side of that. I guess at least you're getting a banner to put up in the roof of Sandman Center there. But you guys have restored the Blazers to prominence. Mark, who gets the credit for that in your mind? Not credit per se, but how did you do it? Because there were some lean years, but the good times are back.
Well, obviously you got to draft players, that's the most important thing. And obviously my brother was a big part of that. He's no longer with the team, but the new scouting staff now that came on board a year ago as well. But my brother Matthew was instrumental in the players we have and moving forward. It starts. Matt Barkley came in. Obviously Stu McGregor was an important piece of that as well. And now Matt Bardsley's the lead general manager, is doing a terrific job, doing all that. And then Clouston, our head coach, and him and his brother come in and they've just done a terrific job. And it's been really fun to see. I got to, spend some time this summer with the coach and I really liked, what he brings and excited for the future with this team, because we're actually just, this was a good year. Next year, we thought we were going to be even better. So, I just think it's just going to keep, we got a good window here right now, and hopefully we can just keep this thing going in the right direction.
Mark Recchi is with us, and here's the beautiful thing about this show, Mark, is the interaction of our viewers. They can't see you, but they can hear you. Todd Holt is watching. He's written in, Swift Current Broncos all-time leading scorer. He says, I was on the bench in Kamloops when we played Swift versus the Loops the night the Blazers retired Mark's jersey. Longest ceremony ever. He came in riding in a white limo. What do you remember about that night, Mark?
Oh, that was a long time ago, but yeah, it was pretty special night. It's my hometown and being able to just play there and it just, it's such a special night, and yeah, it was quite a long night. Felt bad for the players, but, it was really an honor and special thing to have my number up there in the city I grew up in.
Let me ask you this, just a couple last questions. A lot of NHL players could own junior teams or part of junior teams, but not that many do. What made you want to do it, and what do you love about it the most?
Well, I just love it. I mean, it's I grew up with Kamloops Junior Oilers, Kamloops Blazers, I wanted to be one of them. And to be obviously an owner in my hometown and be getting the opportunity to do that, it's something I wanted to do. And as well as Shane Doan and Jerome McGinley and Daryl Sador, and we really wanted to give back. It was special times for us playing in Kamloops, and the opportunity to try and give these young guys that opportunity and give the city of Kamloops some good teams. And we're finally back to where we want to be. We want that culture to be like these kids come out of here. They come in as young men and they leave as men, I think it's just a special time for every kid.
It is very special. It's why we all love junior hockey here. And lastly, Mark, of your accomplishments, and I got them in front of me, 5 Stanley Cups, of course, all the NHL All-Star Games, 6 or 7 of them, World Championships, obviously gold there. The Hockey Hall of Fame in 2017, where does that rate of all the things, Mark?
Well, that's the icing of the cake. I mean, I never expected to, I was hoping I could play 3, 4, 5 years in NHL, and then, to play 20 years, 20 plus years, and then, to get that opportunity and be in with the players that I watched growing up and the players I idolized, and then I got the opportunity to play with some special ones. And that was the icing on the cake. And it was like, if I didn't get in, I still had a great career, but to be able to get that honor and to be, alongside all the guys that paved the way for us, it's just incredible, really is.
Well, there's absolutely no doubt you wouldn't have lasted this long without being a good guy, too. I appreciate the time, Mark. Thanks so much, and good luck getting back on the ice. Stay safe and all the rest.
Thanks, you guys as well. We appreciate you having me on.
Thank you. Mark Recchi of the Pittsburgh Penguins joining us. I think we're just going to take a break. We'll jump back into the poll question, update that, try and calm people down from that, and maybe dig a little more into what Mark Recchi just had to say. What a great interview.
Yeah.
Nice awesome. Work, Clark. We'll be back. It's the Rod Peterson Show Facebook Live coming this spring to Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand dry and inspect every vehicle for a top quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Oh yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Thursday morning, Rod here flying solo. It's like the old days, sitting alone in the box. Pinch it off, DuPont. There he is. Sports talk at its finest here on this Thursday, April the 2nd. Coming at you live.
Nothing to see here.
RodPeterson.com/listen live. Facebook Live. And this spring on Game Plus TV Network. So much looking forward to that. It is episode number 206 of Canada's morning sports talk show. And look, it's just Dupes and I and the boys in the bunker right up until the top of the hour. Coming up in hour two, Ken Reed and Connor Bedard. So hang on to that. Want to read a couple of things. One from Doyle in Saskatoon at Wendell Clark's. He says, good morning from Wendell Clark's. He says, we have exciting news coming soon. What do you think that could be?
I know. I'm really excited. I don't know what it's going to be.
That you're opening? Please, please, please. Or that the NHL's making Saskatoon a quarantine city? By the way, Jason May checks in. He says, listening in North Alabama, a much-needed sports break. Thank you, Jason. If you've just checked in, let me update the poll results, by the way. And I might need a police escort to get out of here, but here's my poll question that I came up with today. Why it took so long for me to do it, I'm not sure, but it is for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center. Should the CFL merge with the XFL? Whoa, 87% of respondents saying no, 8% saying yes, 5% saying they're not sure. Some of the responses from people, from Mason Lacoustiak, says, what kind of question is this? From K-Dog. Remember K-Dog?
Yep.
The guy who originally suggested Saskatoon be a bubble city? He says, F no. No way in hell. Is that fudge? No. From Stevie Juke Joint on Twitter, hard no. Clearly, he's been binge-watching Letterkenny.
That's a hard no.
So, hey, If the CFL is fine, if they're clear sailing, they can pay all their bills and the stadiums are full, hey, then great. But if this league is in some trouble, which I believe that it is, this might be something you might want to investigate. Business keeping. And by the way, you are all welcome to chime in on the Prairie Mobile text line, the Facebook wall, whatever. It's just the two of us up until the top of the hour. Things got real fun yesterday when we brought in the audience participation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did.
And if we'd had this next feature that we're about to announce, if we'd had it yesterday, we could have named him who it was. Rockstar Supply Chains. And I want to introduce you folks to one of our fine sponsors here. Rockstar Supply Chains. It sounds like Rockstar. It's not. It's a company out of Saskatoon, Roxanne and Darnell, a husband and wife. Rockstar. Put them together.
Kind of like Brangelina.
Right. Brangelina, yeah. Sounds like Rockstar. It's not. They're a company, because we've been going around, I think we've talked to every one of our sponsors now in the last couple of weeks, just to check on how they're doing. Rockstar Supply Chains, busier than ever. And that's good. Some of our businesses can't say that. Some are just floating. You know, everybody's been hit in different ways. But Rockstar, they're helping out. I mean, when you got the Prime Minister, you've got the Commissioner of the CFL congratulating and thanking the supply chains during this time. What does that tell you? I didn't even know what the hell a supply chain was until 3 weeks ago. This is what they do. So we've been talking about this for a while. We're going to do a Rockstar of the day. Every day. And you folks are going to vote on it in the last segment. It'll hold up for 24 hours till we come back for the next day.
Yeah.
The rock star of the day. And I got to tell you right now, Mark Recchi is in the early running for being the Rockstar Supply Chain's rock star guest of the day. Or the rock star of the day. Doesn't need to be a guest. Because yesterday, the rock star of the day would have been Monty in Saskatoon.
Yeah.
You want to explain why?
Hands down. Well, if you've been watching this show and listening to the show for a while, you know that Monty's a P1 and a P1 priority one viewer or listener. And he's taken his fair share of abuse.
Yeah. All in fun.
But he's sit there and taken it. You know, he just wants some mug. You can buy it. It's in the store. Or, you know, listen, Monty, how many times has he been told, we'll do the talking, you do the watching. Right? Countless times he's taken it, politely apologized. Yes. I'm sorry, Rod. I'm sorry. Countless times. So yesterday it was Brady's turn because
he pulled an April Fool's joke and it wasn't funny.
At the beginning of the day, Rod said, we're not doing April Fool's. It's not the right time. It's insensitive, the whole thing going on. And he pulls one, a believable one that got us all. We're ringing the bell, breaking news. It was actually pretty good.
The Jadavian clown he signed with the Titans. It was a joke. Not funny, Brady.
So, Rods, I don't know. Thinking about suspending him from the comments for a week. We're going to beat him, you know, going to, you know, verbally. And then all of a sudden, Monty chimes in, please do it.
Please do it.
Please do it.
Please abuse him.
He wants somebody else to take the heat for a change. And it was the funniest.
So, it will be the rock star of the day for Rockstar Supply Change. And we've got a lot of comments coming in. Ryan Marushak from Saskatoon says, Rockstar is unreal, people. Doyle at Wendell Clark says, love Rockstar. So they are upping their game amid the coronavirus pandemic. They have, where's that bottle of, they partnered with, like, you don't need to bring it. Hand sanitizer, they've been supplying that all over the province. That's from Rockstar Supply Chains. We're going to do the Rockstar of the day.
Yeah.
And so far, it is Mark Recchi. Gregory Lee, writing in, he says, have you guys watched Money Heist on Netflix yet? No, and I got to be honest, we got a nice little thing going in our house. Make supper, clean up, start watching Netflix. So for the last little while, it's been Tiger King, which I'm seriously considering starting again. And watching it again.
Yep.
I'm not joking. And for those of you people that don't even think that Joe Exotic could even be real or that people like that exist, I'm going to say this again. Go to any coffee shop in rural Saskatchewan. Just walk in the front door, throw a stone. You'll hit three of them. Anyone.
Yeah.
Those people exist. Maybe that's why I liked it so much.
I know.
No, not people that are conspiring to kill other people. But I'm just saying mullets, Wrangler jeans, wildlife.
Yep.
Conspiring to kill somebody, I understand, is frowned upon. Anyways, Tiger King is done. So we're watching Mad Men. We're watching Ozark. watching Queen of the South. We have a nice little lineup going, so we're not going to binge watch on one and get rid of it. And then what?
Yeah.
And then we just started watching one last night. It's something along the lines of how to uncover a drug scandal, something like that.
Okay.
It was kind of, you know that one, Clark?
No, I said it.
He's nodding. It came up as something you might watch, you might like. We got about 20 minutes into it, and I said to Mrs. P, I said, this is a little dry. Are you enjoying this? She goes, no, it's good. So we watched the end of that, so we started that. Money Heist is on my list.
Yeah, mine
too. But haven't got there yet.
Yeah, that's on my list too.
What's on your watch list?
Ozarks. We're watching, I'm watching Scandal, or not Scandal, watch Scandal already. Succession. I was telling you about that yesterday. Succession, watching that on Crave. For the eighth time, I'm finishing Entourage again. I'm almost through the last season of that. Not all in this quarantine period, by the way. But The Morning Show, Jennifer Aniston's show on Amazon Prime. I'm watching that as well. And finished Jack Ryan on Amazon too. The one with John Krasinski. It's really, really good. Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan.
Just seems like we would never run out of things to watch on Netflix. Jeff Kozak's watching, writes in. He says, yesterday's show was so funny. Glad I'm watching today. Jeff, I'm glad you're watching too. JR in Cranbrook says, Tiger King is animal abuse. I don't know about that. I didn't see any animals being abused in the show, did you? I wouldn't think they would be able to put it on television if they were. I'll tell you what, out of the 7 episodes of Tiger King, the funniest thing that makes me laugh the most is when people say to Joe Exotic, the guy that runs this animal park, oh, if you don't abuse animals, why do you have a gun on your hip? He looks at him, people.
I like what he's getting.
I laugh every time.
I like what he's getting dragged around by the tiger. Because he's trying
to shoot you right between the effing eyes.
And all that. Is it Carol, right?
Yeah, Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin. She's like, well, I mean, if you wanted a tiger to eat you, I mean, you'd put something, like sardine oil on your shoes. It's oddly specific, Carol.
I know.
And you didn't feed your husband to the tiger, right?
To the Prairie Mobile text line from the 527 from Ty. He says in all caps, this is my favorite show ever. The pot has officially been stirred. He's talking about this specific show, I guess, with regards to the XFL and the CFL merging. Like, why are people so defensive? I think you need, let's sit down and have a group think, as they call it, as you read in the entrepreneurial magazines. Yeah. A group think. We're all going to play CFL rules. We're going to play for the Grey Cup. Going to have the Canadian field dimensions, if possible. But let me just remind you of something. They don't have to be. You young kids don't remember in the 80s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, Boston Garden was not of regulation size. There was a lot of NHL rinks that weren't regulation size. They weren't. WHL, Portland, had a neutrals on the size of a matchbox. Nobody cared. You just knew going in there, you had to prepare for it. It's called home ice advantage. Where do you think the term came from?
That's my biggest pet, one of my biggest pet peeves in hockey now. They show like an empty, you know, Air Canada Center in Toronto. I'm like, what is this? The seats are yellow. I'm like, this sucks. It's not
serious.
It's not
a character.
There's no character in there. It's a brand new building. It looks the same.
Oh, the
as,
new rinks.
Yeah, it looks
yes.
the same
the
as
new
any,
rinks.
Any other rink I've been into, like the old rink in Estevan. I loved it. The black and gold seats that were just, it was suffocating how tiny that thing was. And you were scared to go in there.
And by the way, sorry to tell you, but the field that they're playing on in Toronto right now, BMO, is not regulation. One end zone is turf. The rest of the field's grass. It's too short. So, I mean, I think people need to kind of come off their high horse with regards to being CFL fans and supporters and realize if this is what is best for the long-term survival and stability of the CFL, I think a merger with the XFL is the best thing. Devin writing in on the Prairie Mobile text line, which, by the way, is your authorized SaskTel Mobility dealer. Devin says, the XFL is a niche league to fill the spring sports void. Vince has studied every aspect why spring leagues fold. It is always rapid expansion and disjointed, unvetted owners and a lack of cash flow. Vince is 74 years old and has always been the man and no partners. He has the cash, and will build his brand for a love of football, family entertainment thing, and he's giving guys a chance to move on and move up. The CFL is its own summer-fall league. The USA CFL expansion was simply for cash flow infusion to save the CFL. I can't read the whole thing, but I appreciate the thoughts on that. I mean, if you vote no, I'd like to know why no. Is it because we're Canadian and screw them? Because that seems to be the sense that I'm getting. You got to play our rules. Nobody's saying you can't play our rules. Nobody's saying you can't call it the Canadian Football League. As a matter of fact, a lot of Americans think the CFL is really cool. Really cool.
Yep.
They know that it's a better game the way it's designed. Three downs to get 10 yards.
It's exciting.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
Metal Shingle Guy writes in and he says, that would be a solid league. CFL would need to scrap the national quota and just play the best player, Canadian or not. I'm a yes. Baltimore played their best, no limitations, in 1995. That's from Metal Shingle Guy. There's a lot to be said for the fact that American law will not allow you to discriminate against Americans and have to have X amount of Canadians on the team. Please tell me why we're allowed to do it in Canada.
Right.
It's kind of discriminatory, is it not?
Slightly. I can see it.
Well, as they say, the golden rule. What do I say it all the time? He who owns the gold...
makes the rules.
Makes the rules. In this case, it would be Paul. Brady writing in from Saskatoon. Prairie Mobile text line. I don't think the XFL should ever merge with the CFL. Leave our game the Canadian game. Unless it is absolutely necessary to keep our league afloat. Exact. That's what I'm saying. It's not a front burner item. But if this league is teetering on dying, particularly if there's no season in 2020, they might have to. Mm-hmm. That's why they went into the States in the 90s in the first place. That's why they did it.
Yeah.
How would this be any different?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, where does the CFL fit in terms of Canadian culture and the importance and the fabric of being Canadian? Does the government play a role in this, bailing out the CFL? I mean, it's not the big financial machine that like the stock market is or banks yeah. are in the States when they get bailed out in the financial crisis. But maybe there's, you know, a role that the government will play in this. And if not, they might have to look at alternate things. They've done it in the past with the U.S. expansion. Why not try it again? It worked.
By the way, Brady writing in and he says, also, has my suspension been lifted? Brady, we had a meeting. We had a hearing yesterday. You weren't invited.
Yeah.
After the show. And we've decided that it was your first offense. So... right. Slap on the wrist, and as Clark says. Don't let it happen again.
You know, when you don't get invited to the hearing, it's not going to be a long suspension. So right. that's a good thing. If you would have gotten the call, then you're in for a minimum 6 games, right? Or whatever it is. So six
yeah, when
days.
You get summoned to the offices here, then you need to worry. Clark has posed the same poll question to our Facebook viewers, and... 84% of you saying never, never merge with the XFL. 16% of you saying yes. I don't know. Something's happening because I don't see the attendance going up in the CFL. They're capping everything. That does not scream growth to me. Right. Do you see rampant growth in the CFL? Because I don't.
Not at the moment. No.
Pandemic aside,
yeah, no,
everything leading up to March 1st. But I laughed about this. A month ago, by the way, the biggest scandal in the CFL was potentially eliminating the Rouge.
Right.
That's what had people worked up.
I know. No, I don't see it, but I do see the groundwork for growth being laid right now by Randy Ambrosi. And I'm a believer in the CFL 2.0. I like it. I don't see, because we're also worried about short-term results, right? And we got to see the results now. Got to take care of our own backyard because our teams are struggling financially. Take care of that. Don't worry about these guys. We'll worry about them later. Well, it's a long process to build an international brand. So you need to start laying the framework and the foundation now and realize that you're not going to see any benefit from that for maybe a dozen years, maybe 10 years, a decade. But I see the groundwork being laid, and eventually, once it rolls, the growth will happen quickly when you start to see it take off. One television deal, right? One clothing deal, and all of a sudden, the brand will grow. So I see some of the framework, but in terms of the game capping coaches, the salary's not growing a whole lot. That doesn't inspire me a whole lot.
No. I know that you don't want us to break, but we have to for the top of the hour. We'll continue this all next hour. We're getting a lot of audience participation, which we love. And we got Ken Reed of Rogers Sportsnet and Connor Bedard, the next Connor lined up. I want to read this from Jeff Hayes, our friend in Saskatoon. He says, if the government got involved, Trump would find a way to say it was his idea, and then it would be the best idea ever. Trump might get involved in this pro football thing. He was an owner of the United States Football League, by the way, and he did try to buy the Buffalo Bills. Never say never. To quote the great Gary Echeverry,
wouldn't be called an extra point.
Forever's a long time.
Forever's a long time. It wouldn't be called an extra point. It'd be called a Trump.
Hour two coming up. It is the, change the name of the Rouge to the Trump.
There you go.
It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Coming this spring to Game Plus TV Network and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
Hi, neighbor. Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup and delivery at no extra charge, and we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.